are you? We're back.
Yes, the Z-Spot is back and running in San Pedro, California at LARadioStudios.com with Woo! Mike Stark producing.
Thank you, Mike. As you, always, Mike. Couldn't do it without you. Well, Kelly Zerbis, this is a big day for us because something very important is releasing January 27th.
Which is tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Indeed, tomorrow. So we are here today and we are promoting the release of your latest CD, Bittersweet. How excited are you?
This is just the validation that the Z-Spot is all about me.
It is. It is. I always.
I have to somehow validate that, Mike said.
I am the wind beneath your wings, Kelly Zerbis.
By the way, Marla White is my publicist.
In case you couldn't quite understand any of that.
Okay.
In case you couldn't tell.
And probably the only reason I asked you to co-host. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
I'm so mean.
Wow.
Never.
Okay. I understand
you have the
my
best,
place.
You know what?
I
you have the best. Marla, tell me all about yourself.
No.
Yes.
No.
I want to hear about Marla.
Don't be crazy.
We are
here for Bittersweet, and we are very excited. I have been on this long journey for the first time. That Kelly has had a CD actually released. I've been on this journey with her, and it has been the most amazing journey of my life. I can't imagine what it is for you. Can you kind of just tell us, how did you, like, what did you know? What's your process? Like, okay, I want to release a CD, or you just start writing and say, I have this amazing collection, which, by the way, people, is slightly different than her last CD, and it's amazing. I think it just covers a myriad of genres and statements and feelings and emotions. Can you just kind of let us know how this kind of all came together, how it started?
Well, you know, most of the time that Kelly's Lot has been around, we've played mostly parties and fun gigs.
Woo!
And we've had a great time over 21 years. And started from pop rock to blues rock to blues to blues rock back to folk, you know. But mostly my folk tunes and my singer-songwriter material has been, you know, kind of we've just released little bits at a time on CDs, and that's really where my heart is. I have a great time. I love the blues. I love all the genres, but my heart is really in a song that's going to turn around and really make somebody think about their situation, the world. I don't know, songs that just, every song means something. I hate to even say that. My songs like Hush Up and, you know, Don't Give My Blues Away. Those songs still mean a lot to a lot of people.
Of course.
So, but these songs they're kind of message driven. They're word driven songs, really.
Very much so.
And it's where I'm a singer-songwriter. So I wanted to do this album because I wanted to say a lot. And
okay.
I couldn't say it in the same genre. I had to, the different genres were coming through my brain.
Wow. So. Well, I think it's amazing that you are so versatile. First of all, that you've been around for 21 years. Congratulations. Not very many people can say that. And that you're still happy about that. That's amazing, I think,
it's
for
anyone.
It's been
fun. It's been a lot of fun.
We're going to play a few songs from the CD during this hour that we have together. And the first one up is about her. Can you give us a little background on that? Is it about me? About her?
Yeah.
Or is it about you? About her?
I'm not sure you want it. Well, you're not. You are kind of a gypsy.
No. I admire gypsies.
It's funny because sometimes I forget, you know, what the inspiration for the song was, but it actually was the inspiration for the song, which I wrote probably 12 years ago.
Wow.
And we used to play it in Europe when we would tour in Europe, and the drummer and bass player, Robert and Matt, loved it. They're like, when are we going to record that song? When are we going to record that song? And it just never came, you know, we didn't record it until recently. And it actually was two girlfriends of mine who were dating.
Okay.
And one was being told by her family, she's not good enough for you, or you don't, she's too young for you, or all these different things. And that was the first inspiration for it. And then it became just, you know, my mother was, my mother's third husband, Danny, his parents did not want my mom. Didn't want him to marry my mom. Mm. So that started, those feelings came out. So it's about a love. It's about loving somebody that everybody else is telling you is not right for you.
Mm.
That's kind of what that song is. And it's about her and what you're going to do about her.
All right, let's hear it.
So.
You came from a house of gold. You could have it all that your your heart desired, as long as you did what you were told. Gotta do the right thing, your mama always said. You gotta do the right thing, the right thing. What you gonna do about her? She came from a long line of gypsies, not the kind that you would take home. Said it was wrong that she didn't belong. So what you gonna do about her? Without all that something, all the diamonds and gold. Life ain't nothing without that someone to hold. Something to you that was warm and true. Don't let it fall apart.
What are you going to do about her, Kelly?
How does that song make you feel, Marla?
Well, you know what? It actually resonates with a lot of times in my life. What can I say? You know, and I think it will with a lot of people. I think both male and female, you know, what are you going to do about her? I'm sure a million people have said that about me. And hey, you know, it's all right. I'm still here. I'm still plugging.
You know,
it's okay.
I'm going to turn this into an interview with Marla
White. Please don't. Before we go on to some of the other songs we're going to play, can you just tell me, and I know we're going to reference this a million times, but it always gets down to, for me, how did Bittersweet become the title track? How did you know that was the title of the CD? Was it because of the way all of the songs went, or because it's how you were feeling, or that was that?
You know, I always knew when I called that song Bittersweet that would be a good title for an album as soon as I called that song. But that wasn't – I just started to look at all the songs, and there are so many sweet and bitter songs.
Mm-hmm. It's reality.
It really just was obvious.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, there you go, everyone. It was extremely obvious.
Oh, that's a terrible answer, but yeah. Yeah.
Hey. Okay. So the next song that we're going to play is called Rise Above.
Yep.
Okay. So immediately when you see those two words, you think – we need to rise above everything that's going on in the world,
right.
Everything that's happening, right. Any sort of stuff. How did that song come about?
You know, most of the songs, they just, when Perry and I are writing them or when I'm writing them, the words just come out of me. I really think that, somebody else is writing them through me. A lot of writers say that. I do. But Rise Above, actually, you guys are going to laugh at this, but it used to be called Hard on Love.
Oh, God. Why does that not surprise me?
And then it was turned to Part-Time Love. Seriously, because we were all uncomfortable with Hard on Love.
All right.
Okay, so then it was Hard on Your Love, and then it turned to Part-Time Love, and then
it
all
became
of a sudden,
Rise Above.
All of a sudden one day,
I don't even want to follow that track.
I don't know if I'm going to tell anybody. I just feel so comfortable with you right now, Marla, that I can't even believe I even said that. But that is the truth of that song.
Okay.
And we have had this song for at least 15 years in the kitty.
Okay, wait a second. So the first one we played about her was 12 years.
Yep.
And this was 15 years.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you've had CDs, obviously, in between.
Yeah, we have. And I have so many songs that need to be recorded. It's just, it's crazy.
Right.
And we're going to be
longevity, people.
A lot more.
Longevity.
But Rise Above started out as, a song about somebody breaking up with somebody. And you need to, it's going to be hard on you.
Okay.
It's going to be hard on you when this person leaves you. So it just became, you need to rise above. And the song is about a woman leaving a guy and how he deals with it. And how somebody, and I love the Bobby Orgel plays piano on this one, and it's got that Bruce Hornsby feel, and it's got,
beautiful.
I'm just so lucky. I've got amazing musicians behind me, and I wrote this one with Perry Robertson. He came up with the beautiful chords, the mix of the chords, and the riff.
Thank you, Perry.
and that's just the words just. Came out of somewhere. I don't know.
But okay. And was this about anybody in specific?
Nope.
Or no.
But
so it wasn't
friend,
about me or
no.
anything. Okay.
No.
Nope.
I still. I actually do have a couple songs that we've written for you, haven't we?
We have.
And we still need to record those.
Longevity, people.
Yeah.
There's a lot to write about when you're talking about me. Anyway,
this is our southern. This is our southern rock. Kind
of good.
Thing. Yeah.
All right. So
rock.
Here we go. Rise Above.
Seems long ago when you said I do, and you were young in love, it all felt true. 5 years later, she walked out that door. You thought there'd be so much more. It's gonna be hard on more than you thought you could. She swept you off your feet, you knew she would. She found another, she took him in, said he made her happy, and you never did. It's gonna be hard on hard on your love. that you'll find the strength to rise up.
Awesome. Hi, Muriel.
And everybody, Orion, everybody,
and
thank you so much.
Everyone who's watching and listening, we really appreciate it. Rob Zucca there at the end of that song, rocking that guitar, absolutely
Rob
amazing.
Is such a great guitar player. He's underrated.
You know, one of the things I really love about you, Kelly, is that you do your own backup. You're your own backup singer.
Well, that was Bobby and Lee singing backup for me, but yes, I was singing with
them. Thank you, Bobby and Lee.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, so this next song that we're going to play is actually one of my favorites. And I heard it the very first time, I think, at The Rose in Pasadena when you were there, I believe. And I posted a video of it. And what I loved most is how it affected both of you. It affected Perry differently as he performed. It affected you differently as you performed. And I know you, and I know you're going to go back to that video and check it out and see what I'm saying. But it affected all of us in the audience emotionally because it's about what, Kelly?
Well, it was inspired by 9/11.
Yes.
And there's a lot of stuff going on right now that people relate to that because they feel like the world is on fire in many ways. And yeah. And, you know, Perry's been pushing me to do this song. Him and I co-wrote that song together. And it's a rock tune in a way.
Amazing.
It's a ballad in the beginning, and then it turns into a rock and roll. So, you know, with us doing the blues for the last 4 or 5 years, blues rock, it just didn't fit. So, but he loves to do this arena rock, mm-hmm. you know, he's a rocker and from Texas. Southern rocker. And so I finally, you know, to get him to do the folksy singer-songwriter stuff I wanted to do, I said, we could even put On Fire. And I didn't realize, you know, that this song would become so powerful because when I told him we should do this song, all the words hadn't been written yet. Mm. So as we decided to add this song to the mix, I started writing the words, and then I knew it had to be on this album because it was another message-driven thing. And there's a mention in there about, you know, afraid of the boogeyman coming from the desert land, and a lot of that is, you know, inspired by our fear of Muslims, which is, I think, I understand it, but it's gotten overboard, and I wanted to say that. So it's funny because it's about 9/11. You know, at the same time, the fear of that, and then of that we shouldn't be as afraid now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's weird how it shows both sides. Mm. And a couple of my friends who are more to the right, they kind of feel that this is their song. And then the Democrats think it's their song. It's kind of nice. I like when I can write a song that both sides think it's their song. And you know what? It is their song. It's both their sides.
It's all of our song. It's America's song. Yeah. It's the world's song. I think it says a lot to a lot of people, and it has a very beautiful message. So, everyone, this is On Fire.
Today I woke up and heard every little single word that the world was feeling. So many closed their minds, leaving others far behind in this world so much sorrow. Consume us all. In our pride we stand too tall and take away another's freedom. Afraid of the boogeyman coming from a desert land. Aren't we all just human?
I want to go on record that I have a lot of favorites. I do. I am Kelly Zerbe's biggest fan, for sure. But I think that's such an amazing song. Do you not? I mean, check it out. Please leave us comments. We want to know. I think it's amazing. It stands, unfortunately, when 9/11 occurred, it stands today. And, you know, with the way our world goes, it'll probably, you know, be very relevant in the future as well. But it's a beautiful song.
I give Perry 100% credit on that song.
Oh, my gosh, Perry. Thank you again, Perry. 100%
credit.
Awesome. I absolutely love it. And check out the video. I know it's live on your page somewhere, and it's amazing, their performance at the Rose in Pasadena. Okay. Next up, Stay Away, which is apparently my life theme. I want to thank you for finally putting a theme song to my life.
So
Stay Away. Go around.
Oh, yeah, what you say. Yeah, that's true.
I say it all the time.
You said it to me for a long time. Finally.
Such a liar, everybody. That is not true.
No.
I stalked her.
No,
let's
you
be
did.
Honest.
You said stay away emotionally. Stay away. Yes. I was, you know, stalking
Lies.
You.
I stalked her.
I stalked you.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
Stay away. How did this come together? What did and it was actually this around
kinda,
for 12 years?
It,
well?
It kind of was around for, you know, at least 10. And Perry, another song Perry wanted to do, and it's an Irish. It's an Irish rock tune, so
it
wasn't really fitting our thing. And but it's, you know, I needed a little bit of an emotional break on the CD. You know,
okay.
We have some kind of fun.
Stay Away is fun.
It is. Stay Away.
I love it.
Because when you hear, well, you know, it is. And it's basically it's just fun thing about learning that somebody you really want is probably better if you stay away from them.
So everybody's theme song, apparently.
It is everybody's
theme song.
You
know, we've all faced it one or 20 times in our lives. What?
Maybe?
How many?
Yeah.
Well, how many did I or how many should I? I mean, it's a woulda, shoulda, coulda.
That's true.
Whoa.
All
right.
Marla White.
One question I have to ask. So the first one about her, 15 years. Rise Above, 12 years. On Fire, 9/11-ish. So how many years ago was that? That was a while.
That's a long time.
Stay Away, 10. When you've written these and you have them, do you play them? Do you perform them before it even makes it to a CD?
Perry is... plays 2 to 3 hours a day when he comes home from work, and he just always is playing. And so he'll be playing these songs, and I'll be like singing all kinds of different words to what he's making, to what making up. And so, yeah, these songs just get played and get played until, you know, but it really, there was never really a time to put them on a record, you know, to record them because.
But you would perform them?
We actually wouldn't perform them.
Okay.
But we'd perform them. Him and I would play them by ourselves, right? And so, they wouldn't be performed.
Wow.
No.
So you will on our Bittersweet Tour this year.
Yes. We will be performing these
songs. Please check kellyslot.com for all upcoming performance dates. We're very excited. We've got a few that we'll announce shortly. But you guys will want to hear these songs played live for sure. Believe me when I tell you, go and purchase this CD. It's going to change your life. And then you have to see them perform live.
And it's really cool. We're getting added to the Euro American charts by a couple DJs. And people are really... they're doing great reviews on this. They're really loving the CD, so I'm excited.
Okay, so let's share Stay Away.
One day walking home alone, I saw you there up on your throne, surrounded by all of your girls. I looked into your big world. I held my breath, I froze right then. I tried to not look back again at you. You, stay away from you. You, stay away from you. I heard your voice, it spoke my name, and I would never be the same. You, stay away from you.
Yeah, baby.
Hi. Wow. What do you think of that? That's kind of a rousing, like, roller skating song.
I think Flogging Molly is a band that both Perry and I love. Flogging Molly. You know them, right, Mike? Oh, floggingmolly.com. You need to check them out.
Okay, that name itself.
It's amazing.
I used to say to people, I'm going to take you outside and flog you. And they'd go, what?
This is a great band that Perry and I know the lead singer, and we went to see them a few times. And I think that inspired Perry to write the riffs
Very
and
cool.
stuff for this. So thank you, Flogging Molly.
Very cool.
I hope to write more of those. I hope to write more fun kind of stuff like that, and add a little bit of that fun to some of the blues tunes too that we're doing. It's always fun to do upbeat.
Yes.
Upbeat.
Upbeat. Like, are you downbeat? Are you like,
I have been
Debbie
the last
Downer?
Couple days. I have been kind of sad.
Tell us. What's up?
I don't
up?
Know. I've just, you know, some days you just go through, you know, you go through that roller coaster. And I know a lot of my friends who are listening, they've gone through that. Muriel from Belgium, her and I've talked about it. And it's just, I think it's your chemistry. It's your energy. It's your hopes, your fears that you sometimes you just can't take them all, and they inundate you, and you just feel. And that's why I'm so happy I have songwriting, because.
Is it an outlet for you, Kelly, as you sit down? Do you sit down every day and the words just flow?
You know, I should make it more like a job. But once I do start writing, it's very, very cathartic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I did it every day, if it would be as cathartic. It's almost like I have to be at a certain point where...
it just, you have to write
it's
it?
It's kind of like writing, when I write a song by from a word, which we're going to talk about at some point, I'll get a word. And then all of a sudden that word will be like, it'll start to dredge up things inside of me.
Hmm.
So then I'm able to get it out, where if I were to force it, I don't think I would do it, because no. I always have this thing. When I feel bad, I feel sad, I feel frustrated, I always say, look at you. You have your arms, you have your legs. I can't even believe you're even complaining about your life. I can't even believe
you
say
this blessed. To yourself.
Oh, this is what I say to myself 30 times a day. If I have a moment of sadness, I'm not allowed it, because it's just, I have too much going on. I have some great stuff. And it's true. I do am so blessed. But, you know, when I write songs inspired by another person, I'm able to get out those feelings I don't give myself permission to have.
Does that make sense? Yeah. Totally.
So if you tell me you're sad and I can write a song about it, then it will give me permission to be sad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You've written a lot of beautiful songs that help us all feel and take us to a place that we've either felt before or currently feeling. And I, for one, appreciate that. And I know that all of your fans do as well. I think every song that you've ever written, and believe me, I've listened to everyone a million times. I think that each one speaks to something that we all can feel. And I think that's what attracted me to your work and your music, you know, when I first saw you for the very first time, is that I can feel it. I can feel you when you sing. I can feel Perry. I can feel your band members. And it's a wonderful sound, whether it's just you a cappella, which you all will get an opportunity to hear later on during this podcast, whether it's you and Perry as a duo or whether it's your band. I think it's that, you know, you can just feel it. I mean, that's why I say to you people, please go to kellyslot.com. Please look at the calendar. You have to experience her live, because you will feel something completely different than when you're listening in the car or at home or you know, at the desk. And I think it's a beautiful thing. And I, my life has changed since knowing you. And I'm sure that a lot of your fans feel the same way. So thank you for that.
I think it's because I tell other people's stories. And I'm not saying I don't tell my own story, because I piggyback onto other people's feelings and then I feel them. So what you're feeling is you're feeling your fellow human's story that's sitting in the audience with you, or your story, your feeling,
for sure.
Because, you know, I think writing songs about yourself, that's a total talent in itself, to know yourself, to know what you want to say. I don't have that talent. I cannot write a song about myself unless I'm in the middle of writing a song about somebody else. Can't do it.
Interesting. So. Interesting. Well, our next song that we're going to listen to is called Love Is Hard to Catch. Now, Kelly Zerbis, I can't imagine that you would ever have any challenge in catching love. So I am positive this song isn't about you. Where did this come from?
This was just a play on words. This was a great groove. I started working on the guitar, and I wrote the song by myself, but then Perry took it and made it much cooler. But I was writing this, doing
again,
this kind
you,
of vibe thing on the guitar. And it just, those words, they came out. It's one of my simple blues tunes that I've written through the years. It's one of those kind of songs where it's a little cliche, but I love writing cliche and simple songs. I do. I love to write them, because everybody understands that.
Right.
So,
of course.
So that's what Love Is Hard to Catch didn't come from any really emotion.
Okay.
It was a musical and a play on words, and then the frustration in it when you're singing it,
it comes from a lot of my friends who have been having a hard time finding love, and they're online on Plenty of Fish and all these other places they look for love, you know, and yeah. it is, love is hard to catch if you forget about happiness, if you forget about how to kiss, love is hard to catch if you have lost the love for yourself, if you lost how to, it's going to be hard to catch.
It's true. All right, let's hear it. Love is hard to catch.
when you're keeping it to yourself. Your love is hard to get when you're keeping it to yourself. Get up, get out that door. You've loved before, don't settle for less. Get up, get out that door.
All right. Love is hard to catch, Kelly. That's kind of a long song.
Yeah, 6 minutes.
Wow. Right? Six yeah. minutes of my life right now just gone that I'll never get back. It's beautiful. Do you ever feel, between like a 3 minute and a 6 minute, do you ever like, oh, I need to add or I need to take away? Do you ever feel that way?
I think for recording, I like short songs.
Okay.
But... you know, and then when we do live shows, I like to stretch them because we have so many great players in our band.
Yeah, yeah. So many.
I mean, keyboards, Bobby Orgel, Rob Zucca, and Perry Robertson on guitar. You've got Sebastian Sheehan and Art Mendoza sharing drum duties. You've got Matt McFadden and Chuck Mathonis sharing some bass duties on this album. And then you've got Bill Johnston on the clarinet and the saxophone on this album. And we haven't done clarinet since Broken Man, which was in 1998.
Horn section.
Yes, so 20 years, exactly. And then, Dave Welch plays live with us on the trumpet, and he also played on the last album. We don't have him on this one. And then, of course, Frank Hinojosa, who played harmonica on Bittersweet. He's amazing. And, of course, Michael Mason played some drums on Without a Song, and then we had... Scotty Lund played all kinds of stuff on Sleep.
We're going to be talking to Scotty later on, which is great.
It's awesome.
So, Kelly, who else worked on that? Are there producers that helped you out here? Or is there anybody you want to mention on this great CD?
Well, Perry Robertson, me, and Sebastian Sheehan and I, we all produced this, and it really is mostly produced by Perry. Sebastian and I gave our 2 cents. And then Fred Paragano really should have got a producer's credit, but he mixed it.
Mm.
And he is very well known. He's got Paragon Studios in Nashville. He's very well known for mixing vocals in country western and country. So he's very good. His vocals is his thing. He also now does dialogue editing in films and TV.
Wow.
And he's going to come on our show at some point.
Very
he wants
cool.
to talk to us.
Awesome.
And he's done all the big people in country. He's just
like?
Very well known. Now you're going to put me on the spot.
It's okay.
Go paragonstudios.com.
I only care that he produced this, or that he only helped you here.
He really knew how to do this. And Mr. Chairman Craig Erickson was telling us this last song we just played, he loved listening to it. Fred put little bits and pieces in there too. He did some creative license to do whatever
cool.
you want, Fred.
Wow.
And he never went overboard.
I bet you most artists don't say, do what you want, so-and-so.
Well, if you trust them. And,
that's
and
very
you can all,
generous
and, as long
of you.
As, right. As long as you can say no, yes, you can be honest, you know. But we have always been a creative. We're open to everybody being creative. We're a band. And Fred's in the band. Do you understand? He may just be the mixer, but he's in the band. We're a band. I've always been a band. Even if it's just Perry and I, we're a band.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to have the band give their 2 cents and do what they want. We teach the band the song, and we kind of let them do what they want. We almost never play the same song the same twice.
So there's no restrictions?
Not usually, no. I mean, with the horn section, they have charts, so they play
mm-hmm.
that. But
mm-hmm.
but then we also give everybody solos, and that's what comes back
yeah,
into taking the songs and making them longer.
Yeah.
We're all about showcasing the
mm-hmm.
musician so that they can have their day and time in the mm-hmm. the sunlight, you know?
So does it vary then? I mean, like, to me, I always feel like, okay, when I listen to the song in my car or at home or whatever, it's a different vibe, and I keep saying that today because for me it's really true, and I love to experience bands live. I think, you know, that whole emotion, and you know, you really feel like you're part of talking about feeling like you're part of the band. Is it different for you? Do you find that you guys play differently, perform differently, studio versus on stage live?
For sure. I mean, one of the things I do that sucks in the studio is I hold these notes.
It sucks?
Well, I mean, I hold these notes, but to a point where, you know, they go flat or sharp. Let's be honest. You know, I because you're trying to do something different in the studio, where live, I don't even know what I do live. Honestly, I have no idea what I do live because I really am
in the zone.
In the zone. Most of the time, mm-hmm. I am. And if I'm not in the zone, I'm like worried about something in the audience, or I'm worried about somebody that just I talked to, is worried about their, you know, what they just said to me. I'm never thinking about my performance because, you know, like a lot of artists, we always think we suck, and I don't want to hear myself. I don't like to hear myself. I've just learned how to listen to myself on a recording. It's very hard sometimes for me to listen. Mm. But Perry's taught me how to do that. Perry's taught me how to listen to it so that you can make it better, or that you can understand and, mm-hmm. and appreciate yourself, I guess. But it's been cool. Yeah. So what else?
All right. Well, I just wanted to make sure, is there anybody, I just wanted to give you the opportunity to, you know, do any sort of shout out or thank you or.
Well, we are going to talk to Doug Pettibone on a show that he did.
He's coming up.
Dobro on Colors of December, and he played pedal steel on Thorn. Oh my gosh, this guy is everywhere. Doug Pettibone. Just okay. Google him. He has his own Wikipedia page that's like three pages
wow.
long.
Wow.
He's just everywhere, and we'll talk to him in a little bit. And Michael Mason, who's a music editor for film and television, he produced Without a Song for a film. We're going to talk to him.
Yeah, we're going to talk to him.
And Scotty Lund again. So great. All these people. And then also awesome. The mastering guy, Michael Milchner. He's mastered everything we've done in the last 12 years.
Wow. Thanks, Michael.
Love Michael. And then one more, John Savatello, who actually.
That's a last name. What did it say it again?
Savatello.
Savatello.
It's got to be Italian.
I like it.
It's
Italian.
And he mixed and masters with our song. So, and BMI is my. I love BMI. I really Great. Love everything they do. And Matt Moody did the cover. I love Matt Moody.
Okay, yes. We love the cover. That's another thing I wanted to ask you about. So this cover is different.
Yes.
From all of your CDs, and I think it's so stunning. It's classic yet uber cool. And I think you did your little profile picture for us, similar to the little CD cover. So tell me, did he do a bunch of different options for you, and you chose this, or this was it? The second
this
you
is
saw
all Michael, all gorgeous. Matt, all Matt Moody. Matt Moody.
Thank you, Mike Moody.
Yeah, I gave him the name.
Gorgeous.
He said he wanted to do something like the
love
White
it.
Album, or he wanted to do something.
And, I love it.
And it's funny because I've got a review from Europe, and the first thing I think in the review it says. The CD cover is boring.
What? Who is that person? Let's call that out right now.
What's inside is not. I know.
Wow. Okay. Backhanded compliment.
Okay. No, I'm okay with that. Okay. I'm okay with that.
But, CD cover is not boring.
And real quick, Evie Cook did all the whole packaging.
Nice.
She's
Thank
amazing.
You, Evie.
Yes. Yes.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, yes.
All right. So next up, we have Happy.
Yeah.
Which should speak for itself, does it?
It is. It actually is a jingle. I wrote a jingle for somebody and they never used it.
She's so, available for jingles, yes. All you advertising companies out there and brands. Please call us.
This guy that had this website, and won't tell you even what the product is because I wrote the song. He said, write me a jingle for my product. And I did. And now I have a jingle that can be about anything. So I'm excited. I'm going to sell Happy to somebody for commercial.
All right, let's
we
do
are,
it.
Aren't
we're
we?
Ready.
Oh, we're
ready. So ready.
No, this can go for anything. This can go for any product. It's just it. You know, I'm
All right.
excited about it.
Let's hear it. Happy, everybody.
Happy is right around the corner. Happy is right behind the bend. But we
time is right there walking by. Just stand still and cry. We gotta find it, oh yeah. Wrap our arms around it, come on. We gotta get ourselves some more. Get yourself some happy and get yourself some love. Get what you need to rise above.
Is that a jingle? Is that not a jingle?
It's so a jingle, but it is so upbeat, too. So yes. we're ready to go.
Yeah, right. Happy is right around the corner. Happy is right around the bend. This is what I tell myself when I'm sad.
Well, it's true. I think it is the anthem for us going forward. Happy, everybody. No more negative crap. You heard it here first. Okay. So.
Yes.
changing gears just slightly.
Yes.
You called me a while back, maybe a year ago now, I'm not sure, and you had written the most amazing song called Proud. And I'm probably going to tear up now because every time I hear it, it makes me proud that I'm a human and I'm alive. I'm proud that I'm an American. I'm proud that I am a female warrior. I'm proud that I know you. I'm proud for anyone who has ever faced any adversity in their life and have overcome it or even start to overcome it. I think this song and the lyrics in this song speak to so many things for so many people. And it gives me goosebumps every time I hear it. I love it, Kelly. I do. And I want to know where you were, how you came to sing this, and what it's meant for you to perform this song.
Well, I was asked to write a song for a movie and a play. A guy had written a script that he was trying to get the movie made. And I said, I'd love to try to write some music for you. And he said, go for it. And it was
who wouldn't say that?
So he said, so I zeroed in on one of the characters. And then I started thinking about our veterans. And I started thinking about, you know, a lot of things. But that script. It was about, you know, being proud of who you are. It was about a man who had a cross-dressing store, and the people around him were cross-dressers and trans, and it was just, you know, lesbian, gay, LGBT, all that. And it was a little bit of that was, you know, going through my system. And I had seen the Caitlyn Jenner show, and then I was already in the whole, you know, supporting our veterans. And so those are the feelings that all came together to create the song.
Wow.
And I thought of my mom a lot because my mom went through a lot, and she was, you know, I'm so proud of her, and she needed to be more proud of herself. So I just wish people would be more proud of themselves. Maybe they need to do more to be proud of themselves. Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's good to be proud of yourself. Mm-hmm. If you're doing good things, right?
I think so. I think it's hard. I mean, as a child, I was raised, you know, never to have pride, you know, never, you know, to be proud. But I've learned that, yes,
it's a different
thing.
You should, yeah.
You know, yeah. And it is. It's you know, not a horrible thing to be proud. And I'm so proud of so many friends and family members, and of course of
but
you.
But be proud of who you are as a person, your skin, your feelings, all those things, because that'll just help you stay who you are.
Yes.
That's kind of what I'm saying is
stay true.
To be proud of who I am so I can keep being who I am.
I love it.
If I wasn't, I'd try to be somebody else.
Well, we don't want that, Kelly Zerbes. Kelly, would you do us all a huge favor? And you know that my favorite way to hear this song is a cappella, because the words stand true to themselves and your voice is one of the most pure I've ever heard. And
I'm
so
take these
to
off.
Me,
is that okay if I take these off? Okay.
To me, it means everything for you to sing this a cappella. Would you do that for us today?
Yes.
Thank you.
For you, I will do anything.
This
girl.
Is Kelly and Proud.
I stand tall in my glory. I am proud of who I am
And I have my own story. And I stand tall, and I stand proud. And I live in my own skin just like you. I survive. It is part of my story. And with love, we can thrive. I will fight for freedom. I will make some noise. I won't be leaving. I found my voice. There's a light in a heartbeat. Helps us see through the pain. And if we all just get closer, there will be no more shame. And I live in my own skin. It is there I survive. It is part of my story. And with love we can thrive. I will fight for freedom. And I will make some noise. I won't be leaving. I found my voice. I stand tall in my glory. I am proud of who I am, and I have my own story, and I stand tall, and I stand proud.
As for Marla.
Woo! I love
my
it.
My mom.
I love
for
it.
For all of you who need to figure out who you are and be proud of it.
And be proud. That's right. Kelly, thank you so much. That song is so beautiful. It is one of my favorites, as you know, and I think it sounds amazing. I'm sure everyone can agree, and I'm sure everyone around the world is got goosebumps. Thank you, Kelly, for speaking with us today. We're so excited for the release of this amazing CD. Everybody can pre-order it today on Amazon. You can get it on kellyslot.com, and now we're going to end.
Or tomorrow or the next day.
Or any time.
Or any day. In any year.
Any time. But buy it. Buy it. Support singer-songwriters in this band, Kelly's Lot. But we are going to end today right now. We're going to say goodbye with the title track, Bittersweet. We hope you've enjoyed this hour. Please record it. Please send the podcast to everybody you know and buy the CD. Thank you again, Mike.
Thank you.
Here's Bittersweet.
Watch our heroes come home. Memories of my own stir inside me once again. No one welcomed us back then. Bittersweet, bittersweet. I am proud of those that serve today. Stand beside them in my own way. But the memories make me feel something so deep, something so real, bittersweet, bittersweet. We pledged allegiance, oh, we went along. But something back there, oh, went wrong. We gave you blood, we gave you life. We came home, you criticized. Bittersweet, bittersweet. You can live with fear. It's time that we welcome each one home. Nobody should ever be that alone. Bittersweet, bittersweet. Many arms are open as our heroes.
It's nice to know that a country can learn.